Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. You're with Meditation Radio, and I'm your host, Jasmine Sampson. Today, we are going to meditate to allow goodness to flow into some part of our life or into the world situation that causes us distress that we have strong opinions about. So, my sincere thanks to you for joining me in this meditation. The energy that you bring helps to create what happens each day. I prepare myself and I open to divine energies, but each meditation is totally unscripted. It is live in the moment. And so as we gather together, it is your intention to be of use, to be available, to be open to spirit, which enables something quite profound to happen for all of us and, as I said, for the world. So let's get started. You'll need to be sitting with your feet flat on the floor and your back straight, or lying. Or, of course, if you are able to do a lotus or a half lotus position or have some other meditation position that you normally use, that will be absolutely wonderful. And you might like to have a glass of water, and also something to write on. That's to have handy to record any notes, ideas, inspirations, images that come to you during the meditation. And a word about that. Some people will follow along very easily to the guided visualization process. They're very visual, or have your own wonderful experience. Follow and trust that. Other people are more kinesthetic. You'll feel the energy, perhaps more than see it. Trust that. Still others perhaps won't be aware of anything very much happening, and it's very discouraging sometimes to think, oh gosh, am I doing it right? Is this working? You are doing it right. You are here. Simply focus and on your breathing and allow yourself to relax, and know that through your intention to be part of this, that it is working in and through you just as powerfully as with those people who see or feel or sometimes hear a more obvious experience. Okay, I'm assuming that by now you have the situation you'd like to work with. It might be something in your own life that is personal, it might be for someone else around you, or it might be a world situation that you have strong feelings and opinions about. But as you close your eyes gently, and become aware of your body resting on the surface that supports you, letting yourself give a little wriggle to make sure that your weight's evenly distributed. And taking a deep breath in through your nose. And as you breathe out through your mouth, relax your throat, relax your entire body from the top of the head down through the feet. And another deep breath right down to your tummy, in through the nose. And out through the mouth, relaxing more and more deeply as you listen to the sounds around. And a third deep breath in through your nose. And out through your mouth. Imagine that you're a candle, and that all the stress and preoccupation is just melting away from your head right down, out through your feet and into the earth. And if it's easier, you may like to imagine yourself barefoot in your favorite place in nature. And focusing on your breath, imagine that you are breathing in pure white light. Cleansing, purifying. Just flowing in with your breath into your lungs, into your heart, into your circulation system, and throughout your entire body. Cleansing you of everything except the focus of today's meditation. feel this light, this white light washing over you from a point above your head. Washing through you, bringing more and more peace, relaxation and focus with each breath. Becoming more and more at peace. And any distracting thoughts gently dissolve into the light. As you know, without thinking about it, that all of life's responsibilities can rest for now and be taken care of by this wise, loving consciousness that is in the light. As you open to this moment and to working with some part of your life or the world as a whole that is causing you distress. And as you let yourself think gently about that situation, that person, that situation, whatever it is, an image will appear in front of you, or a sense of a constriction. It's a bit like a knot. It might be a simple knot, or it might be a very tangled knot with lots of threads coming to it. You might be aware of people or places, or simply of a colour that is dark and confused. You might notice a tightness in your body. Breathe and relax more and more deeply into the white light. And imagine this situation or this person floating on a layer of light. It's like your own particular tray that you are holding this situation in divine light. It's held there by your intention and by your focus. So it floats above you, enabling you to relax more and more deeply. Without having to think about it, you're aware that there are threads of light coming from you to this situation. And that there is a degree of discoloration in them. They're dark in some way, they're not pure and clear yet. And it might be very strong, you might have strong emotions, or it might be very subtle. It doesn't matter. And we invite the power of the divine love flowing through us to work to cleanse the threads that come from us into this situation, that connect us to this trouble in our outer world. Be it big or little. Imagining a gentle swirling of healing light around these cords that come from us into this situation. And feeling ourselves being washed in waves of love and peace. We may get a sense of understanding which is deeper than our conscious mind. We might get an insight, or maybe just simply the ability to relax a little more deeply and to let go. As we intend to offer this situation and all involved into the profound transforming light of the divine. And seeing, imagining, perhaps feeling healing light beginning to flow through all of the threads, ours and other people's, connecting into this knot that we are holding in divine light right now. Sensing, imagining, feeling a movement coming into the whole knot, beginning to dissolve dark patterns of thinking and feeling, deep expectations from our own unconscious and from the unconscious and the history of all involved. Divine light and healing flowing backwards and forwards in space and time, bringing a freedom and letting go, forgiveness, a peace, whatever is needed, a healing for all who have ever been part of this knot. Flowing into all connected with it, into the deep secrets of the heart, into the unconscious mind, into the collective consciousness of a group or a place, into the earth itself, profound healing. An ability to let go. At a deeper and deeper level. Divine light and love and power finding its level. As with wisdom and surety it slips effortlessly into all of the layers of interlocking consciousness, all of the choices, conscious and unconscious. Gently easing apart the things which have become glued together. Transmuting all that is dissolving now back to pure life energy. Bringing freedom, peace and healing at profound level for us and all connected to the situation. Working deep in the unconscious mind of us and all beings. Bringing forth the best possibility and the highest good. And allowing us to flow within us deeper and deeper. That our contribution, our link becomes brighter and clearer and more full of space and freedom, peace and joy. Imagining all that is old and ready to be released, gently dissolving. Floating away from us, floating away from this knot which is already showing much more light, much more freedom and flexibility. Knowing that this work will continue long after our meditation ends. It's safe. Each being receiving only what they're ready for, and the rest being held in space and time until they grow to receive more. A gentle process, as natural as breathing. As we allow ourselves to be filled more and more with the light of our own true being. The love and joy that emanates through us from our own place in the divine heart and mind. Peace. Peace to us and to all beings. A deep letting go of all of the blocks that we have put in place, consciously and unconsciously, that have kept us and any other being trapped in suffering of any type. Letting go now. Allowing our minds and our hearts to be realigned with truth and with freedom as all fear dissolves in the presence of unconditional love. All error dissolves in the presence of truth. Allowing love to flow. Our own heart's love, our own true soul essence flowing through the cords that connect us with the situation. Bringing blessing, our own soul's blessing, our human blessing, into the situation, into the divine action. And feeling your feet on the floor. Allow the blessing and healing from our Mother the Earth to flow through your body, up your legs and out through your heart into this situation. Let yourself be part of the loop of found connection between Earth and Heaven, Heaven and Earth, from the spiritual into the physical and back again. Getting more and more open and connected, full of light and joy. And imagining these qualities continuing to flow powerfully, endlessly, dissolving the knot that we began with, dissolving all of the judgments, our own and other people, that held this situation in place. And it may be that your knot is nearly dissolved now, or it still may be in process. Either is wonderful. Allow yourself to float more and more open and expanded as a pure vessel of divine light and love flowing into the world as we offer ourselves for this action wherever it is needed. Known or unknown to our human mind. Allowing this light, this power, flow in ever increasing amounts through us and out into the world. Radiating out from us, finding any situation of trouble or suffering. And bringing peace, peace to the mind and heart of those involved. Bringing wisdom and guidance for right action. Bringing alignment with the highest good for all beings. Letting ourselves rest. Trusting the perfect outworking of the situation we began with into divine hands. And asking for an overflow of this energy, this wisdom, this abundance of all good things to flow into our own situation. Imagine it flowing into the room that you are in, into every aspect of your life, to your home, and your family, whether they are alive in human form or alive in spirit. Imagining each being filled with golden light. Let it flow into your workplace, whether that is work that brings you money from other sources or work that does not, still you work. The contribution that you make to the universe, whether it is paid or unpaid, allowing to come back to you the gratitude of the universe, gratitude of the Divine One, all the love that you are and all that you bring. Let yourself receive golden light coming back to you from the contribution that you make. And allow yourself to receive what you need financially for a blessing and a prospering of your own life and your own affairs. And let that love, that light flow into any part of you which may find it difficult to receive the money that you need, or in any way is out of balance with the giving and receiving of financial support, giving and receiving of money and what it is you need to live. Allow this divine light, golden light, to flow into any aspect of your health, of your relationships, any aspect of life where you need or desire blessing or help. Inviting the action of divine love and wisdom and truth to flow deep into our own mind and heart, our unconscious mind, dissolving any blocks that we may have put in place that hinders our prospering and is blessing in our own life, hinders our ability to receive. So with your eyes closed, being aware of the area that you're in, of the room that you're in, and all of the items in it, and what they represent about your life. And imagine golden light straight from the heart of God, pouring into this space, filling it up with everything that you need, everything that is your heart's desire. Trusting, without having to think about it, that all of this is being brought to you effortlessly. As you allow yourself to be aligned with the truth of your being, come closer and closer to your own soul's truth and purpose. And offer your gift to the world, allowing guidance, allowing right action, inspired action to come to you, and allowing yourself to take it. Allowing this same light and wisdom to enable a letting go of anything that is tired and old and no longer part of your highest good. Allowing it to flow effortlessly away now. And so having set these intentions and knowing that they will be fulfilled in perfect way and perfect time, with your eyes closed, I ask you to begin to stretch and move. Feeling the flex of your muscles, allowing your joints to open. Feeling how nice it is to stretch. Stretching like a cat stretches with delight in movement, low and luxurious. And when you're ready, gently opening your eyes in your own time. and bringing that awareness of light, of the golden light that was poured into your space, poured into your life with you. Sending a final blessing and release to the situation that you began with, and imagining that completely dissolving back into the heart of God, taken care of now. And whenever you think about it from this point on, just give thanks that God is at work bringing highest good for you and all beings. And invite deep and profound healing for yourself, deeper and deeper, until your care has dissolved entirely. So, goodbye from Jasmine Sampson of Meditation Radio. May you have a wonderful week. May you know that you are a blessing. May you receive deeply and richly the blessing you deserve.